Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Peanut Butter Promise Power Encouragement Podcast. My name's Steve.
I'm Charlene.
Hi, I'm Dayton.
And we're all here because we're not all there. And you'll find that after about a couple of, hey, speaking of not all there, it's not just me.
Oh, no?
True story. And I want to caution you, when you hear somebody say true story, it means they might be fibbing about other stuff. But this really is true. So my dad, back 40 years ago, he's got a bad toothache. And the next day, he's going to go salmon fishing on Lake Michigan on one of these whatever. So he doesn't want to miss it. So he decides he's going to pull his tooth. And he sits down after chores in the kitchen with his pliers. Mom says, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to pull my tooth. She said, no, you're not here. So he goes down to the barn, just like in the Westerns, has a couple shots of brandy, starts cranking on his tooth, and half of it breaks off.
Oh,
he
ouch.
Said more pain than he's already been in. So 10 o'clock at night, he's calling a dentist. Dentist says, oh, man, okay, whatever. Meets him at his office, does some evaluating, and says, David, yeah, I realize you got a problem, but I can't pull that tooth. Dad's like, no, you got to pull this tooth like right now. And they have this stare down. The guy says, no, you don't understand. There is a muscle here that goes to your brain. And if I pull that tooth, there could be some brain damage. My dad says, look, it's close to midnight. I'm sitting here bothering you. He says, don't you think maybe the brain damage has
already?
So what's the point of that story? It's that we have a purpose. The Peanut Butter Promise says that you were born with every talent, ability, and gift, and the necessary desire to fulfill a God-given purpose, okay? Pop did not stay in his lane of purpose. He wasn't a dentist, and neither am I. And so we really talk predominantly about seeking, finding, and fulfilling your purpose. Yes. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on today, too. And we want to talk about principle number one, the principle of integrity, and virtue number one, which is kindness today. What is integrity to you, Charlene?
It's keeping your word. When you say you're going to do something, you fulfill it. When you give a commitment to something, you keep it. And a lot of people in the world aren't there anymore like they used to be. I mean, you have marriages that end in divorce, been there. You know, I know that's something that people will always look at me and go, well, you did this. Well, I did. You know what? But I learned a great lesson from it. You mm-hmm. know, I can give you my word and I can keep my word because I know what it's like when your word hasn't been kept.
Yeah. You know, I've done bad things, but I'm not a bad person.
Right.
And, you know, been there, done that. Integrity, someone once said, I think it was Earl Nightingale, Dayton said, integrity is, you know, who you are when no one's watching. You
right.
know, because there is always a second person watching,
right.
you know, for those of us of faith. But integrity is a good word. It's a strong word. What comes to mind for you, Dayton?
I think of integrity. Part of the problem we're seeing in today's society, in my opinion, is that everybody seems to be out for themselves.
Right.
So integrity bleeds a little bit into thinking of others first. So yes. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do mm-hmm. because I want to make you happy and do what I promise to do for you. Mm-hmm. I think so many people will say, yeah, I'm going to do that for you. And then they really start thinking about, oh, well, how is that going to affect me now that I said that?
Right.
And then they go, yeah, I don't have time to deal with that.
Right.
But you said you were going to do that. So follow through. And if you don't want to do it, then don't say you're going to
do it. Right.
So integrity has a lot to do with us looking at ourselves. And when we break that integrity, it's because we're looking at ourselves and not others.
Yeah. Right. When something breaks, they say the integrity of the wood or the integrity of the foundation. So really, I guess, you know, kind of like the whatever is put in lead that gives it, you know, its strength. Integrity is what strengthens us. So let me ask this question to you, Charlene, you first. Mm-hmm. We know we're supposed to do the right thing. When we don't do the right thing, there are consequences mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You ever get a spanking when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Or physically. So we know we're supposed to do the right thing.
Yes.
Dayton, you think about it. I ask you first. Why is it so difficult then to do the thing, the right thing?
Sometimes it's because we're more concerned about what others will think. What others will think that, you know, if we do it or if we don't do it, what their opinion will be. We may have fear, fear of meeting up to a place where we don't think we can fulfill. We may think of ourselves less than what we need to. I think that all has something to do with it is, you know, if you have a poor self-esteem, you're not going to fulfill a whole lot. If you're conscious of what everybody else thinks, that may slow you down and that may stop you from doing what you need to do. If you, you know, you're doing the right thing, you're rolling along, you're getting all this stuff done, but then somebody tells you, well, you can't be doing that. Or you're not good enough for that. You're not going to make that happen. You start thinking about it and you're thinking, yeah, what am I doing? You know, should I be in this position? I've been there in that place as a young girl. I remember that. So I kind of look at it that way and think, you know what, that's where a lot of people are at. And like you said, you know, Dayton, you said it's putting other people ahead of yourself and it's looking at them and their needs and getting their needs met. And if we can get our eyes off ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Dayton, what do you think of?
I think that's true. You know, I've read Tony Dungy's books, and he was always putting other people before him and finding their gifts and their talents. And look at the teams he was able to put together because of that. Yeah. His integrity was, I'm the coach and I'm going to build this team. And that's my foundation for why I'm here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about Tony Dungy being the winning coach. If you read his story, he was surpassed on many different jobs he thought he was going to get, but mm-hmm. he kept going because he was looking at his guys.
Yep.
He's like, I am going to coach and put these guys in the right spot, and that will make us successful. He didn't care what other people were thinking. He didn't depend on other people's approval to do what he wanted to do, and look how successful he was because of that.
Yeah. You know, as Charlene was talking, something came to me. I think so many times, at least for me, mm-hmm. when I have lost integrity and done things, it was because of a lack of patience. Let me say that it was a lack of being able to put off the what I wanted, the satisfaction or what it was. Mm-hmm. Another thing came to me as you were talking, you know, and I've been reading many books over the last months, and courage comes up. We think of courage in different ways, but many of these authors talk about courage in doing the right thing, being able to stand up in the midst of something mm-hmm. and say, no, this isn't right. Mm-hmm. And it may be very unpopular. No, it isn't right. Courage, integrity. And so, again, it's a word that really, I mean, if I were to look to you, if you were to say, what's the one thing? It mm-hmm. is integrity. It's mm-hmm. your honesty. It's all you have. And I will tell you this, man sitting to my left right here, to your right on the screen, mm-hmm. he's a man of integrity. Yep. Is he perfect? No. But when he tells me something, I can believe it. And I've told him, when I tell you something, you can believe it. And that's what it's about. Think about the people. I just gave myself goosebumps there, buddy. But no, think about the people that the ones on top of our list. They are the ones who make us feel good about ourselves. They are the ones who, when we share our heart with them, they keep our joys safe, and they keep our failures, you know, even safer sometimes. So,
you know, and I think about you, Dayton. I look on your arm, you have your tattoo that says stand firm, you
yes,
know,
I do.
And that's standing firm. And I thought about that when Steve was talking for integrity. Integrity is standing and completing what you start. I know that when I was a young girl, you know, I had a babysitting job and I had to go babysitting, but then there was a party on Friday night and I was invited to a party. So now what am I going to do? I made a commitment on Monday to do the babysitting job on Friday, but now my friend on Thursday asked me to go to the party on Friday, and it's the same time that I have to babysit. Do I need the money? Do I want to be with my friends? I mean, as a teenager, that's the temptation of going back on your word. And once you make that commitment, sorry, the party's out, although that would be fun and that would be cool and I could be with the other kids or I could be with, you know. So it's sticking to your guns on your commitments. It's saying, you know what, I said I was going to do this and, you know, I had no idea this was coming along, but I have to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And you talk about that in your book with the Boykes,
yeah.
You know, remembering that there was a wedding that day and then who wanted to stop in and
yeah.
have a little party at their house.
The principle of priorities in our book. Did I tell you we have a book called The Peanut Butter Promise out? Let's talk about kindness here.
Yeah.
Virtue number one. What is kindness? Do we have anything on that, Charlene?
Kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate to others. And, you know, Dayton and I said that before. This represents you in my thoughts, because, you know, you've been right there. You've been all of these things and you still are. My grandmother was this way. My grandmother was very, very kind, very generous, very considerate of others. She was very friendly to her neighbors. I mean, no matter what. My grandma grew her garden every year, and you'll find it in the book in the 7 seeds, if you look in that mm-hmm. chapter, this story about my grandma. But she would grow her garden every year, and it would be a big one, and she was 90 years old. And I'm like thinking, what are we growing all these, you know, vegetables for? Well, at the end of the harvest, we were filling up boxes and taking them down to visit people and blessing the families on the street, her neighbors. She was taking care of her neighbors with the intent at the beginning of spring she was going to do that in fall. And so my grandma was always considering other people ahead of herself. And she always thought about the widow and his son and the woman, the divorced woman with the 5 children and the lady across the street who lived alone. And she was always blessing them. And even the people that didn't treat her so well in the neighborhood that might have been backbiting her a little bit. And to no credit of grandma's, it was just a jealousy that was going on with a neighbor lady. And she would talk ill of my grandma, but my grandma would give her the biggest box and she'd give her the most. And I said to her one day, I said, Grandma, why would you do that when you know that this lady is doing this to you? She said, I'm not doing it for her to be my friend or to like me. She said, it's what I do. She did it with the intent of caring for another person. And it doesn't have to be, you know, your friend. It's anybody.
I think it's easy to hearken to older people when you think about kindness.
Yes.
And I think there's a reason for that. I think they've lived life. They know they're secure in their being.
Yeah.
And they're not petty. A lot of times when we're young, we're trying to build our empire and right. we're trying to fix our families and we're trying to earn our money.
Yeah.
And as you age, you realize all that stuff is secondary.
Right.
And treating other people kindly is really what matters in this world. And if more and more people could get that younger, this world would be a lot better off.
Right.
There are certain people, I'm not saying all young people aren't kind.
No.
There are a lot of very kind young
yes,
people,
sir.
But I think when most people hear kind, the first people that flash in their mind are grandma
right.
or grandpa
mm-hmm.
or that great uncle who always comes and gives you
right.
a quarter when he comes over and
right.
has a new toy or whatever. I think kindness builds as you mature.
Exactly. And I think, too, kindness without any expectation in return.
Right.
You know, that's what I was trying to get at with grandma, was that this neighbor wasn't very kind to her, but she was kind to the neighbor. And she didn't do it for any intention. She wasn't intending on making a friend out of her. She did it because she loved everybody. Mm-hmm. She didn't pick and choose who she was going to give to and who she was going to love. She gave to all of them.
Okay, so I said before, we know we're supposed to be honest, be people of integrity. So why is it so difficult? I'll ask the same question. Why is it difficult to be kind? I'll go first. I think I'm able to be kind to people when I'm feeling good about who I am. Things are going well. And you know, that can change from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I mean, it's amazing in 12 hours, 8 a.m. I can go to 8 p.m., whatever. Or I can go from 8 p.m., well, things are good. So it's about balance. But again, for me, it's easier to be kind. And it's no excuse, it's an explanation when things are going better for me and mm-hmm. I'm feeling better about who I am. So mm-hmm. look, we're sitting here touting about all this stuff, but we have our own battles with the peanut butter promise as well. But that's mm-hmm. what I'm thinking. Charlene, why is it difficult at times to be kind to people?
Self-centeredness. Okay. I think people are caught up in themselves and their own needs and stuff. You know, Steve, you're right. When you're intently working on something, and I'm not pointing you out for any bad reason, I'm just saying mm-hmm. when you're intently working on something, I have to kind of keep myself out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I interrupt it and you're in the middle of something, that can really disturb you. And it, for me, I need to be kind and be considerate of the fact that he's working hard and this is not the time. Do you know what yeah. I mean? So if, when there's an interruption or something like that, it goes both ways.
Sure.
You know, there's a scripture that I stand by and it says, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, loving and forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you, you know, and letting go of things. A lot of times people won't be kind because somebody did this to them and they're not going to let them do it again. They've been hurt by that person, so they're not going to be kind to that person, but we don't we don't have that option if we truly want to be kind.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been the Peanut Butter Promise Power Encouragement Podcast. We are all about hope. We're about encouragement. The Peanut Butter Promise says there's a plan and purpose for your life.
Yes.
Dayton, where can anybody connect with us on Facebook or other platforms? Where can they find us?
At the end of this podcast, if you're watching the video on YouTube where we are, you'll see all of our social handles on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Basically search or Google Peanut Butter Promise and you'll find us.
Yeah, and you'll find all of us. And we do have a book
called
Peanut Butter Promise. And Dayton's all over the book and you're there too.
They should like us when they go there too.
Please.
Like follow us, like us.
Yes, please.
And the book is online and ready to pre-order. So make sure you do that.
And invite your friends to like us. Invite your friends. Yes. If you really like our podcast, get on your friends list and hit invite, please. We'd love to share all of this with everybody.
Yes, so. We like to be liked. And we like you too. Until next time, for Dayton, this is Charlene, my beautiful bride there. I'm Steve. Make it a great Peanut Butter Promise.